Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from Living Word Church. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We have children's church for ages 3 through 11 concurrently with our Sunday morning service. So please come on out. Bring your children, bring your grandchildren, bring your nieces, your nephews, and your neighbors. We would love to see you at Living Word Church.
Yes, in this season, mm-hmm. Living Word Church is located in the heart of Cocoa, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Dan, I was out there at the church property, and man, the amount of cars that passed there. Not 100 cars, not 1,000 cars. You don't believe me,
yeah,
listeners?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get your car, drive, and just stay right in the church parking lot and look and see the cars that pass.
Yeah, can't count that high.
You can't count it. And I said, truly, God placed Living Word in the heart. The heart of Cocoa. A safe place, and you can come. You who have can come to a safe place to experience the Living Word. That's it. Because the Word has to become life in you. The Word has to become what? Life. Because He is the bread of heaven. He is the Living Word. So when you get, you know, Jesus Christ, I'm going to stop you there to explain something because that's why Living Word is so important, and that's why so many people need in this season to come and taste. Like, Bob, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, we're going to tell you right now, come and taste and see that the Word will become alive in you. The Living Word, it has to become alive in you. If it's not alive in you, it can't produce. Anything dead does not produce. The only thing that produces is that which is alive. And we're calling you to come and experience the Word. Because in this season, the Lord has given us a revelation to break His Word. Not that we have more than anybody, but we are gifted in this area. This is the area that we are gifted in, is to make that complicated word, Bible, that people says, I can't understand, to make you understand it simple. We can break it down. So it's a gift of God upon our life. It's a gift of God upon all three of us here, life. And if you're listening to us over any period of time, you know. When we teach, we take a complex subject and make it easy for you to absorb it, right? So the Word is living. He is the Word. So we invite you. What time? 10 o'clock. Where? 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We are multicultural church. We happy about that, man. Yes. That's another thing, guys, we happy about. We won't, as it is in heaven, so shall it be where? On earth. It's multicultural than ever, so let's be multicultural in church. Our church is strictly a multicultural church. Mm-hmm. And here, the other thing about our Living Word, it is a intergenerational church. Mm-hmm. In ever, intergenerational. So let's it be unheard, okay? Hallelujah. You don't fire it up.
On any given Sunday, you see from babies to 90 plus years old, all worshiping together, all experiencing the Living Word together in the sanctuary. So I want to invite you to come on out. You're not too young and you're not too old. Yeah. You are just right. It's the voice of the enemy that always tells us, up, you're too young. Up, you're too old. Up, it's you're too early. Up, you're too late. That's the enemy.
Yeah.
But God lets us know it's right on time. But now, faith operating in right now, operating in today.
That's right.
Pastor closed off on Tuesday by quoting some verses in Philippians chapter 3. So we'll start there this morning. So Paul, he realized how precious his soul was, and he realized how precious the souls of others was, so he stopped playing with his life.
That's right.
And when he went back over to review his life in Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 4, he says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Concerning the law, a Pharisee.
Yeah.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
Yes.
Concerning the righteousness, which is the law, blameless.
Yeah.
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. So he makes two piles.
Yes.
In one pile, he lines up his lineage.
Yeah.
He lines up his religious tradition. He lines up his religious teaching.
Yeah.
He lines all these things up. And then he says, but no. He said, what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. So when he puts those things in comparison to Christ, the things that he thought were gained, he says, no, that was nothing.
Nothing.
Christ is the prize.
Yes, the ultimate.
Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and to be found in him. Not having my own righteousness.
Come on.
Now, his whole life previously was built on his own righteousness. And he says, nope, not my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So he looks at this one pile. He looks at this other pile and he says, oh no, all things concerning Christ are far greater than anything that I have accumulated in the earth that my reputation or my effort have tried to bring forth.
Yes. And that's why Emily says, on that bring Matthew chapter 16, 26. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul? Or what can he give up in exchange? Here, Paul tell you.
Nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing. Paul told you.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He says, all of my accomplishment. And he says, I had accomplished. He's saying, I have done it. I made all these accomplishments. I am good. He said, Pharisees, I'm the best. Concerning the law, there's no one who's better than me or understand it or could keep it like me. You just go through it all there. I like that. You know, that's why I brought that.
Yeah.
Because to tell you and I how valuable our soul is. And when we understood it, when we have the understanding, the knowledge of our soul, we won't mess with it, boy. We won't play with it. And that's what Paul, he stopped playing with his life.
Yeah.
You could see, once he comes to that knowledge of the value of his soul, he stopped playing with his life. He says, I give it all up. Because that is rubbish comparing to my salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ, because that's the ultimate prize, Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the ultimate prize is Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is our Lord. When we have Jesus, we got it all.
Oh.
That's it.
In Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So when we say Jesus is the all in all, yeah. He is the all and all. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And he gives them this command now in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So, you know, sometimes say, oh, I feel so far away from God. Oh, where is God? You know, we have all those oh me moments. Mm-hmm. But it tells us right here, if we want to be close and with the assurance that God is with us, we will go out and we will make disciples. It's not, and this is not just a one conversation. Making disciples, that's time. Think about the time that Jesus spent with his disciples. The time, the resistance that he received from his very own disciples who walked side by side with him, and how many things had to be undone in their way of thinking. And Jesus was right there with them in the flesh. They experienced these things right there with their own eyes, with their own hands. They were experiencing these things. And there was a lot of work that had to be undone in their mind and in their thinking and such through Jesus. So when we're making disciples, we're giving also of our time.
Yes. So go make what? Disciple. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that one sheep that is out there lost is of great value. And we're gonna just stay on that. Why we need to go? Why Jesus command? He never asked us, can you please go? No. He did not. Right?
And he also didn't say go to a church and get happy.
No.
And go follow a religion. He didn't say that.
No.
He said go make disciples of all nations, yes.
So we're going to continue to teach on make your day count, the value of the human soul, and we need to go out and do what? Make disciple.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.